March 18. Exodus 29. John 8. Proverbs 5. Galatians 4. All of Proverbs chapter 5 is a warning, in wisdom categories, against succumbing to an adulteress. A warning that keeps returning in the opening chapters of this book. For example, chapter 6 verses 20 through 35, and chapter 7 verses 1 through 27. Sometimes it appears that prostitution is in view. Sometimes it is simple adultery. In an age of heightened sensibilities about stereotypes, some have taken umbrage that the person doing the tempting is invariably an adulteress. In the real world, isn't the tempter at least as often the male, an adulterer? Many things could be said, but four brief comments will suffice. 1. In part, the warning is against an adulteress because it is offered to my son. Verse 1. Following up on the fundamental structure of the genre. Chapter 1, verse 8. See the meditation for March 15. 2. Even so, the son who goes off with an adulteress is certainly not shielded from blame. The errant son in this chapter is portrayed as more than a victim. This is the son who hated discipline and whose heart spurned correction. Verse 12. It's said of him, "The evil deeds of a wicked man ensnare him. The cords of his sin hold him fast." Verse 22. He is guilty of great folly. Verse 23. 3. In this book, both wisdom and folly will later be personified as women. Chapter 9. See the meditation for March 22. In other words, there is no univocal connection between women and evil. Men are often evil, and so are women. Both are called to pursue lady wisdom. 4. In any case, in the larger canon, there are many places where the primary blame for sexual misconduct is clearly laid at the man's door. That is true, for instance, of Judah's affair with Tamar, of Amnon's rape of his half-sister, of David's seduction of Bathsheba. Adultery itself is wrong, or foolish, or sinful, or short-term, or undisciplined, whatever the category Proverbs deploys, and not just the adulteress. The chapter not only articulates warnings, but offers an alternative, a marriage that is cherished, developed, nurtured, not least in the sexual arena, verses 18 and 19. But beyond all the immediate and cultural reasons for sexual fidelity in marriage is one of transcendent importance. For a man's ways are in full view of the Lord, and he examines all his paths. Verse 21. There are, of course, several similar verses in Scripture. For example, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. Not only does God see everything, including any sexual misconduct, but it is the part of wisdom, the wisdom of living out life in God's universe, in God's way, to please our Maker.